Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Hello, dear friend.
Oh, hello, Mexicans. So wonderful to connect in this way.
For us too.
And so I'm filled with wonderment about what you are going to share with us.
The human journey from birth to death is one of many steps. Some are experienced as physical steps, and some might be described more as stages of life, as a human expression of the divine. And every step is taken from the present moment, where the human self currently is, both physically and energetically, into the unknown, what the human self would describe as the future, the next moment, the next step, or the next stage of life. And of course, the human perspective is one of wanting to know what is just around the corner. What does the future hold? What will happen? The human self can be very uncomfortable with not knowing. And so it develops strategies to try to control what happens. Insurance against the unexpected and potentially unwanted, as seen from the human perspective. And yet, the unknown is full of infinite possibilities. And when the human self tries to control, the effect is to limit possibilities, to close down what may be waiting to be expressed in the energy. There are many possibilities, and each non-physical creation, something that perhaps humans would describe as potential for something to happen, something to occur, when it is in that non-physical state, it is seeking expression in the world of form. And this is something that humans will often have a sense of, a kind of yearning, something that is whispering or gently tugging by the elbow. Come this way, walk this way. This is exciting. This is what you came to experience. This is an invitation from the unseen to play, to engage, to co-create. And sometimes the response can be a yes from a human. It can be an acceptance of that gentle invitation when connected with the heart, when avoiding weighing up the data and making lists of for and against, which are head activities. And just following the heart there is a sense of stepping into the unknown. And yet, to do so is to engage with something that has infinite potential for a life of fulfillment, satisfaction, joy, when following one's heart. And sometimes when going into evaluation and analysis, there can be many reasons to not step into the unknown in that way, choosing instead to stick with the familiar, stick with the safe option, stick to what is known, and therefore the better option for the human self to take. And of course, many will be familiar with the saying that you are more likely at the end of the journey to regret the choices you didn't make rather than the choices you did. And so we wonder, for those listening to this conversation, what is whispering? What is gently tugging the elbow? What is making an invitation to move in a different direction, to take a step into the unknown and explore what is there, to be brave as seen from the human perspective? And yet, for those who make that choice, it doesn't seem brave at all. It seems like the only thing to be done. Some would say, when engaged with the human perspective, that's a bit reckless. And that's just one perspective. You have free will. You get to choose. The human self can say yes, it can say no. And when it says no, it is frequently aligning with the perspective of fear. Fear of the unknown. And there is another fear that the human self can sometimes connect with. And that is the fear of regret. And so what is the human self to do? It fears the regret of saying, what if I had made that choice? What if I had followed my heart? Or the fear of stepping into the unknown. And those two cancel each other out, and the human self is left paralyzed, not knowing what to do. And we would say, there is only one thing to do, and that is to connect with the inner being. Connect with who you really are, beyond form, and to faithfully follow its guidance, because it will never ever lead the human self astray. It will always guide from a position of what is for the highest good. It will always keep the human self safe. And so there you have it, the solution to any situation where the human self does not know. And even when the human self thinks it knows, this is also guidance. Check the perspective of the inner being. Ask for that guidance and allow that guidance to come in whatever form it does. There may be a immediate response, or it may take a little while. When it comes, it will be clear. There will be no analysis. There will be no weighing up of options. It will feel like the only thing to be chosen.
I can so connect with what you're talking about, that experience of feeling paralyzed because it feels like there are desires and yet the human self innocently aligns with the programs where it's the response is no, 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 no. And I know in the world of form that many would talk of pushing through and doing it anyway. And that's just not worked for me. And I know for me that the ego perspective seemed so real that the desire just felt like an impossible dream, which then just felt cruel because I was so aligned with the human perspective and not feeling that I could shift that perspective. And so what you're saying, as always, sounds wonderfully simple, and I just wonder what you would share with someone who may be listening who does feel paralyzed, energetically stuck. Because the thing I've realized, Mexicans, is part of the trick of the ego can be we can't even see that we're aligned with the ego that thinks it knows.
And this is an important factor, what is real and what is not. Because the human experience includes, in fact, consists almost entirely of being tricked into believing an upside down reality where what the human self experiences is not how the universe operates. And so the human frame of reference cannot be relied upon. The information coming into the human mind through the senses is very unreliable and extremely limited. So when the human self is trying to make a decision, it's based on extremely limited data. There is so much else going on in every moment, in every situation that would affect the choice that the human self would make. But because of the nature of the experience of being human, that perspective is not available directly. It is, however, available indirectly through the inner being.
Because when the ego's in charge, it looks like a problem to solve. Whereas the perspective of the inner being, it just doesn't matter. Do it or don't, have fun with it. The human self can make these desires so significant. I own that. This human self can make the desires so significant. And of course, the inner being just wouldn't. Because nothing is significant. It's an energy journey. And the energy of significance, from my experience, is a way to kill the creativity dead.
And so for any choice that is to be made, and of course to make no choice is still making a choice, the choice to just leave things as they are and to drift along aimlessly, there is access to an infinite guidance system that is a wonderful alternative to drifting along aimlessly. And that guidance system is available in every moment. The human self likes to feel it is in control And yet, at times, many times it would seem, is incapable of making a choice. Because one perspective that is held in the mind is cancelled out by another perspective that is equally loud and equally credible as seen from the human perspective. So rather than drift, we would say allow, which energetically might seem quite similar to the human self. It might feel like it is just going along with things. From our perspective, we would say to allow is to engage with ideas, possibilities that may enter the mind or the awareness of the human self. There could be an opportunity to connect with some new direction, new possibility for the human self to expand and grow and express. The inner being is offering opportunities constantly for the human self to express itself in the world, to share its unique perspective, to share its story, to share its talents, to be a contribution to others, apparent others, who may be experiencing a similar level of indecisiveness and confusion in the mind, not feeling able to make choices that would align with what is in the heart, or fear of losing something, or fear of not being in control, fear of making a wrong choice. And if the human self can develop greater trust in the unseen, greater reliance on the inner being for guidance rather than trying to go it alone, that trust, or what might seem from a human perspective to be bravery, to make those choices, to step into the unknown. This is a way where cumulatively the confidence of the human self can grow. And over a period of following the guidance from the inner being, this can have a dramatic effect on the human experience, to be engaged with expressing what is in the heart in whatever form that takes, and to let go of those fears, those worries about the practicalities of life. The practicalities of life will take care of themselves when the alignment is with your passions, your deep desires, your life purpose, as some would call it. In fact, there are many life purposes rather than a single life purpose, but to engage with one, something that has juice for the human self, is to fulfill a yearning that is felt deep inside. And so the invitation is to be bold, be willing to step into the unknown and trust the unseen, trust the inner being, to look after the human self with its guidance and to follow the heart, follow the energy, rather than trying to be in control, which will always limit what the human self is able to access or experience.
I love that, Mexicans, especially the part where you talked about the practicalities will take care of themselves. So often, so many don't follow their passions because of money. This won't make me money is something that you'll hear people say, trusting that we are taken care of, trusting that we don't have to go it alone, even though that's what we've been choosing. There's another possibility, connecting with who we really are and allowing that aspect to lead and guide. I can't hear this too many times.
And just a tiny step will begin that process of building confidence and being alert to the connection with the unseen, being aware as each small step is taken. What now? What now? What now? Noticing how the interaction with the world of form is changed by the willingness to let go of trying to control, the willingness to be led by the inner being, which is who you really are.
And I love when you talked about allowing as well, because I know for this human self, to judge is not to allow, and to judge is to be blind to the possibilities that exist. And that's the conflict that you've spoken to me about at points.
And even when there are, it would seem, fully functioning eyes for those humans that have that blessing, it is important to understand the limited perspective that the eyes provide. And so when one has a restriction in this regard, the solution, it would seem, is to ask for guidance from a being that is not restricted in its vision. This would seem to be the most obvious and sensible option to take. The difficulty for many humans is that they believe that they have all the information they need. They believe what is coming into the mind, into the human awareness through the senses, and there is a belief that that is all there is. And for some, they gain an awareness of something beyond what is being experienced at the level of form by the human character. And this begins a journey of looking in that direction more and experiencing the change that takes place as a result of that shift in perspective and what you might call openness to something that is beyond the perception of the physical senses. And that is not to say that the energy, the unseen, non-physical dimension is beyond the experience of the human self. It can definitely experience and interact with the unseen, just not in the way that the interactions take place in the world of form using the physical senses. The interaction is an energy interaction.
Thank you, Mexicans. Is there anything else you'd say before we close?
We would offer an experiment or a practice for anyone listening who may be curious. And that would be to simply sit comfortably, preferably somewhere quiet where there is no likelihood of being disturbed, to close one's eyes and to shift one's awareness from the the head, the thinking mind, to the heart. To be aware of what is there. To invite the heart to open. To invite the heart to communicate in any way that it wishes to. For the heart to share what it knows. To listen to the heart. Just to be aware of what's there. There is nothing to do. No action to take. This practice is purely to expand the human awareness of another perspective, a perspective beyond the mind, the thinking mind, and the analysis that the human mind does so well. Just to gain a sense of what is in the heart. And be open to what may come in terms of awareness.
Thank you. As always, thank you for sharing your perspective with us.
It is our desire to be of service, and we appreciate this opportunity to share our perspective and we flow love to you and we flow love to anyone listening.
Thank you, Mexicans.
Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.